Invasion of the body scanners. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The outrage over the airport body scanners is now to the point where some passenger groups are talking about protesting by opting en masse for pat-downs instead of scans as a way of teaching the TSA a lesson.
If a significant number of flyers protest and demand to be patted down, that could certainly cause a ripple effect and just slow everything down.
Oh, that's just great. I think the real problem is we're all embarrassed about being 30 pounds overweight. You see, I just got back from a trip to Iran, during which I was scanned, sniffed, fingerprinted, and yes, patted down. It was horribly intrusive. As a kid, I had a gym teacher who used to line us up and snap our jock straps to make sure we were wearing them. That, too, was horribly intrusive. But then I remind myself that lately, the only successful attacks on planes have been by geese. It makes me feel a little better. You know what ticked me off? It wasn't the TSA. It was U.S. Customs, which decided that even though I was scanned and certified as safe to fly on an airplane, I was not safe to walk on American soil in possession of a Persian carpet because of an embargo on carpets and pistachio nuts from Iran. And so my government spent a half hour trying to decide whether to seize my souvenir carpet, because everyone knows that what will get Iran to shut down its nuclear program is punishing tourists who buy a carpet made by an 80-year-old weaver in a mud hut. Fortunately, one of the agents discovered that by paying a duty of $57, my carpet would become perfectly safe. Good thing, because otherwise, I would have organized a carpet buyer slowdown and paralyzed world trade. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.